say yes to the message of Jesus and are sympathizers with the cause of the cross and Christianity, but really have not paused to count, what's this going to cost me?
This is Straight Talk.
Hello, friends. This is Joshua Hollick at Straight Talk Radio. And today in the New Life studio with me is a very special guest. We have our very own Pastor Tony Nunez, who is planting New Life number 25 in Villa Park. Pastor Tony, as we've been talking, and I hear the excitement in your voice, I believe there's people who are looking for a place to serve.
I believe so. I mean, we've been connecting already with some people that are... they are looking for a church, and we were blessed enough to connect with some of them already.
And tell us, you know, somebody may be saying, I don't know what's next for me, where God wants me. What's the vision and the passion that somebody might come alongside and partner with you in planting this church? What's the passion and the vision?
Well, our vision is to make disciples. So we're not looking for people who have a doctorate degree, who have, you know, all these titles. I think if you're embracing Jesus' mission of making disciples, of mentoring people and meeting with other people, if you know how to pray, if you know how to serve, if you have a heart for serving in general, then I think our church is going to be the place for you. We're going to get you working.
That's beautiful. When are you launching? When's your launch date?
We're launching September 23rd at 10 a.m. at the Iowa Community Center.
Iowa Community Center, so you're right between St. Charles and North Avenue. And what are some of the surrounding communities and areas there?
We have Addison that is right next to us. We have Lombard. We have Oak Brook. There's Elmhurst. And then some of the other suburbs are a little bit further. But we're inviting anyone who's in that general area to come over and check us out.
So they can come now. Come meet you on Sundays at 10 a.m. at the Iowa Center in Villa Park. And where do they go for more information if they want to get connected?
They can go to the website. They can go either to newlifechicago.org, or they can just visit our Villa Park website in general.
It's newlifevillapark.org, and that would be a great place for somebody who's interested in serving, who wants to go to the next level, help plant a church. It's starting this September 23rd. Pastor Tony, thank you for your passion and your vision and leading the charge. We're so excited to see what God does with it. Friends, if you're interested, go to the website, newlifevillapark.org. And right now, let's get ready for today's message.
What is the difference between a fair-weather fan and a diehard, committed, authentic, 100% follower? And how does that apply to our spiritual lives? And I told you before that I could have called these series of messages the hard sayings of Jesus. Because what I'm preaching about is pretty tough. It's hard stuff. I mean, there's some passages that are really nice, encouraging passages. These are ouch passages. There's some passages you say amen to. There's other passages you say what to? Ouch, that hurts. So this is one of those ouch, that hurts kind of passage, but it's very powerful. I'm committed to preach the whole counsel of the Word of God, not just the selective nice passages. And so this is really about the hard saying of Jesus. Jesus is preparing a group of his disciples to go on mission with him, and he really talks to them about counting the cost. Counting the cost. Have you ever gone somewhere and bought something or got ready to buy something and you weren't quite prepared to pay the cost? Like maybe you invited a couple of friends out to eat and you say, hey, select the restaurant. And much to your dismay, they select the priciest restaurant around. And so then you go and sit down and they take out the menu and you open up the menu and think, wow, whoa, heavy prices. I hope they just pick the appetizers, but they pick the most expensive thing on the menu. And you're like, oh, you're checking your wallet. Let me go to the bathroom. You're counting your money. You're Googling your Chase account to see if there's enough money in that Chase account. And when they get back, you pay the bill and like, whoa, I wasn't prepared for this. This is a high bill because you went somewhere, but you forgot to really, really count the cost. This happened to me not too long ago. I have in my car, I have a one of these transmitters that works for the tollway, the auto pass. And so when you have it, you just drive right through the fast lane. You don't have to stop and pull out the change. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Okay, well, I have one of those, but it seems to quickly disappear oftentimes with my car because I have creatures that live in my house that drive and eat a lot and cost a lot. They're called kids. And they seem to take my transmitter out of my car without telling me my auto pass. And so not too long ago, I was driving down the tollway and I was about to go through the tollway and I realized my auto pass is gone. So I had to go through the change lane of the tollway. But I realized, where's my change? I don't know if it's ever happened to you. I'm looking at my pockets. I'm flipping up my glove compartment. I'm searching all over, looking under to see if they're throwing pennies and dimes in there, hoping the green light will go on, and it wasn't going on. The cars are behind me. I'm still checking. Then I do, well, I was so desperate. I opened up the car and I'm looking around the ground to see if anybody dropped their change as they were throwing change. And anybody else done that before? All right. So someone had to miss it and throw it. So I'm finding change on the ground. Why? Because I wasn't prepared. I wasn't quite prepared with my change money to count the cost of what it meant to go through the tollway. Some people spiritually are like that. They say yes to the message of Jesus and are sympathizers with the cause of the cross and Christianity, but really have not paused to count, what's this going to cost me? And am I really willing to pay the price of following Jesus Christ? So I want you to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 10. We're going to be looking at verses 32 through 42 of Matthew chapter 10. And I'll read out of the New International Version. It says in verse 32, Jesus is saying, whoever acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge them before my Father in heaven. Whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it. Whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Word of the Lord. Now, I told you this is a hard passage, didn't I? So feel free to say ouch, because this is a hard passage. And the truth is that it's very, very intense what Jesus is telling them. The bottom line, Jesus is saying, to follow me, there's a cost to pay. And I want you to count the cost so that you can truly follow me and not make a light decision about following me. And as I look at this passage, I realize that there's a threefold cost to be a real disciple of Jesus Christ. I believe that we have to be able to distinguish between the true and the false, the fake and the authentic. And sometimes to tell between the true and the false and the faith, fake and the authentic is kind of hard, right? Someone traveled to China and came back and gave me a gift. And they gave me a watch like this. And they said, we brought you back a Rolex watch. I said, wow, a Rolex. But I've been to China before too, and I know that you can buy these on the street for basically a couple of bucks. Because really, although this looks like a Rolex watch, which would cost, if you Google it and look up this exact brand, would cost about $6,000. $6,000. Now I look at it and says, wow, that looks authentic. It even says Rolex. I look in the back, says Rolex. I Google it, and it's the same image of a Rolex. And you know what? I don't know much about watches. So if someone were to tell me, hey, this is a Rolex, I'd say, wow, thank you. That's an expensive gift. But if you were a watch aficionado, if you were a watchmaker, then you would know that there's a difference between a real Rolex and an imitation Rolex. And a real Rolex, first of all, is heavier. There's a weight difference. A real Rolex, when you put it in a glass of water and keep it there for a while, it is absolutely 100% waterproof. I have a feeling if I put this watch in, there would be watch in the crystal right there pretty quickly. So that's one way of finding out. A real Rolex, by the way, there's a difference in the dial and the stamp. And of course, the big difference in a Rolex watch is the price. I don't know the difference at a glance because I'm not a watch expert. But a watch expert will quickly be able to tell the difference. Jesus is talking to a crowd of disciples. Some of them are fair weather fans. Some of them are authentic followers. You can't tell the difference in the beginning because they look very similar. Hard to tell the difference between someone that's really following and someone that's just a sympathizer. But the Holy Spirit is an expert at this. He can dig to the deep places. He can tell the difference between the true and the fake, the imitation and the real. And Jesus, in this passage, is trying to distinguish between the true and the imitation. And he basically says there are three things that every real follower has. There are three costs to every real follower. Number one, it's the cost of confession. The cost of confession. Number two is the cost of commitment. And number three is the cost of consecration. So let's talk first of all about the cost of confession. In verse 32, Jesus says, whoever acknowledges me before men, before others, I will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. Whoever disowns me, some versions say, whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Father who is in heaven. In essence, what Jesus is saying is that if you are going to be an authentic follower of mine, you have to come clean, open. You have to make sure that there is a public, open proclamation that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. That you cannot be an undercover secret Christian. That you have to be open and bold about your decision to follow Christ. Because what he says is if you refuse to acknowledge me before others, then I will not acknowledge you before my Father who is in heaven. Now, he was thinking about this for a moment, and what came to my mind was a verse found in Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, and I've quoted this verse often when I call people to be followers of Jesus, and this is what it says.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Counting the Cost, which is from Pastor Mark's series called Fan or Follower. After tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark and his message, Counting the Cost.
If you confess with your that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Do you see the two parts of our being that need to be used? Our heart and our what? And our mouth. It's our heart and our mouth. With our heart we believe. It's within our inner being that we choose, yes, I believe the message. Yes, I believe that Jesus was all God, became all man, and died on that cross, And he is the only way to God the Father. There is a narrow way. I believe it. I wrestle with it. I may doubt it. I may have to know more about it. But there comes a time in my heart where I believe it's true. But it doesn't end there. There has to come a time in my life where I believe it so much in my heart that I'm willing to speak it with my mouth. The Bible says I have to believe, but I have to speak. I was thinking about that for a moment. And there's something powerful that happens when we believe, when we speak what we believe. And there's something that happens when we don't speak what we believe. For example, in a dating relationship, there may be someone that, well, someone that in their heart is wrestling with, I really like her. She's nice. She's, you know, I'm really fond of her. But there's a line that you cross when you say, I love you, in that way. And you may be starting to wrestle with it in your heart. But then finally, you have the boldness to speak it with your mouth and say, yes, I love you. And there's a line that's crossed because it ramps up the relationship to a new level. How about it? Now, I've done a lot of weddings, a lot, over the years. And there's a moment in the wedding in which I actually take a mic and put it in front of the guy. And he can be a big, strong, burly guy that's tough on the streets. But suddenly, in a wedding, in front of his bride, his lips quivering, his knees are shaking, his face is a little pale. And I say, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife for life? And he is supposed to answer, I do. Now, it's a requirement that he says, I do. If I were at a wedding and said, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? And put the mic in front of his face and he were to say, psst, psst. Hey, pastor, in my heart I really do. But I really don't want to say it out loud. Can we just skip that part? I would say, hold on. Hold on. No. No skipping the I do. Well, I just don't like to say it publicly. I'm really committed in my heart. I just don't like to, like, I do sound so final and just say it with my mouth. Trust me, pastor. In my heart, I really do. No, 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 no. No, you go. If you can't say I do, then you shouldn't be at this wedding. You need to go back to premarital counseling. You should have counted the cost before you. But if you're going to marry this woman, you have to say I do. How about it, ladies? Are you with me here on that? Okay. It's the same with Jesus Christ. Jesus says, it's not enough that you believe in your heart. There comes a point in time in your life where you have to publicly acknowledge that I do follow him. It's not a whisper. It's not a secret. It's not a personal thing between me and God. How many people do I talk to? And I say, well, are you a Christian? And they kind of like, like me and God got our own thing going. No, no, no. You don't have your own thing going. Like it's secret, it's personal, it's just between me and him. No, 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 no. He says that unless you acknowledge him publicly, he doesn't acknowledge you. That you have to believe in your heart, but you have to confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord of your life. Now, one of the most compelling ways that we publicly confess our allegiance to Jesus, the wedding ceremony is to a relationship what the baptism is to a follower of Christ. When Peter first got up to preach on the day of Pentecost and he preached the gospel, people said, what should we do if we believe? And Peter said to them in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, repent and be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And he went on to say, this promise is not only for you, but also for your children. So when people came to Christ in the New Testament, they would publicly say, I believe in my heart, but now I need to publicly profess that I'm a follower of Jesus. And so they would take the step of believer's baptism. And I want to just pause a moment and just tell you why baptism is so important, because I encounter people that have believed in their heart but have postponed baptism. It's like the person that says, I want to live with you, but I don't want to say I do to you publicly. I don't want to make a commitment. And I want you to understand the importance and the power of this, because the Bible's really clear about this. So baptism is one of the very first things that we're called to do as a follower of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you this. If you are here today and you say, well, Pastor, I believe in my heart and I'm a follower of Jesus, I believe in my heart in Christ, and I pray, and I've chosen to follow him, but I just don't want to get baptized, or I'm not ready to get baptized, then I want to say, why not? Because Scripture says, if you believe, then you have to publicly profess. Be open about it. Let people know. And so, there are three things that you do when you get baptized. Three things that you identify with. Water baptism identifies the believer with Christ in three areas. His death, burial, and resurrection. Death. You identify with the death of Jesus. It tells us in Romans chapter 6. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death. In order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. I love that verse because it's got the name of our church in here. You didn't know New Life was in the Bible, did you? It is right in there. That we too may live a new life. So, baptism identifies you with his death. When you go down into the water of baptism, you are saying, the old me is dead. He's dead. He's gone. I was alive to the old me, but I am choosing to put to death the old me because I'm embracing a new me, the resurrected me, the one that's made in the image of Jesus. So the old person that I was, I'm saying they're put to death. They're dead. That's my past. It's not who I am. It's who I was, but not who I am. That old person is dead. You are associating with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Secondly, burial. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, it says, we have been buried with him in baptism. Buried with him in baptism. That's one of the reasons when we baptize, by the way, we put someone completely underwater. Because it's symbolic of burial. I don't know about you. When I'm buried, I want to be like all the way underground. Not just don't leave my foot hanging out or my head hanging out. I want to be like all the way underground. When we baptize people, they go all the way under. Some of them, sometimes it's been hard. Sometimes you got to splash on them a little bit or their foot goes up. But we do our best to get them all the way underwater because it's symbolic of the old self is buried. Completely buried underground. They're dead. They're buried like Jesus was buried. And then thirdly, they're resurrected. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, it says, and this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. So when you come out of the water, it is symbolic that you've left the old self behind, you've buried him, but there's a new self that's being resurrected. It's a new self, the new you, made in the image of Jesus. Now you may struggle with the old you, but there's a new you that's been raised. And the baptism ceremony is a public ceremony that proclaims your decision to follow Jesus Christ. It is the way you confess Jesus publicly to people.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in Chicago with a Straight Talk message from his series called Fan or Follower. The message has been called Counting the Cost, and we'll play the second half of this message on the next Straight Talk. Before you go, we invite you to download our free Straight Talk app at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you can download this evening's message for free and find a link to our New Life Community Church ministry page, where you can browse the ministry of Pastor Mark Jobe. You'll also find a Bible app and over 400 other messages that we think will definitely encourage you. If you have any questions about our program or just need some prayer, you can call our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team, we thank you for listening. Please do tune in again for another edition of Straight Talk, and have a great evening. God bless.